来，先翻开圣经看几个故事。第一个呢是《列王记上》的17章，旧约的《列王记》。
First Kings chapter 17, right?
旧约的583页，《列王记上》的17章。
王上。
王上，17章，583页。
I want us, if we get time, we're going to study stories of two.Widow women who put their trust in the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们来先看两个寡妇哈，她和这个先知的故事。
Page number 584.
584页。
584. If you've got the big parallel version Bible.I think we start reading in verse 7. That's right. And we should read the story, verse 7 down through verse 16. Read it in Chinese, then we'll read it in English, and then we'll talk about it.
那我们先把这个故事前后读一下，就是从七节呢一直到十六节。我们先用中文读，我们再用英文读，我们就整个知道这个故事在讲什么。Shall we read?
Yeah, you go ahead.
过了些日子，溪水就干了，因为雨没有下在地上。耶和华的话临到他说：“你起身往西顿的撒勒法去，住在那里，我已经吩咐那里的一个寡妇供养你。”以利亚就起身往撒勒法去。以利亚是个先知，到了城门，见有一个寡妇在那里捡柴。以利亚呼叫他说：“求你用器皿取点水来给我喝。”他去取水的时候，以利亚又呼叫他说：“你求你拿点饼来给我。”他说：“我指着永生耶和华你的神起誓，我没有饼，坛内只有一把面，瓶里只有一点油。我现在找两根柴，回家要为我和我儿子做饼，我们吃了，死就死吧。”以利亚对他说：“不要惧怕，可以照你所说的去做吧。只要先为我做一个小饼，拿来给我，然后为你和你儿子做饼。”因为耶和华以色列的神如此说，坛内的面必不减少，瓶里的油必不短缺，直到耶和华使雨降在地上的日子。妇人就照以利亚的话去行，他和他家中的人并以利亚吃了许多日子，坛内的面果不减少，瓶里的油也不短缺，正如耶和华借以利亚所说的。
Alright, let's read that together in English.Sometime later, the brook dried up because there had been no rain in the land. Then the word of the Lord came to him, Go at once to Zarephath of Sidon and stay there. I have commanded a widow in that place to supply you with food. So he went to Zarephath.When he came to the town gate, a widow was there gathering sticks. He called to her and asked, Would you bring me a little water in a jar so I may have a drink? As she was going to get it, he called, And bring me please a piece of bread. As surely as the Lord your God lives, she said,I don't have any bread, only a handful of flour in a jar and a little oil in a jar. I am gathering a few sticks to take home and make a meal for myself and my sons, that we may eat it and die. Elijah said to her, Don't be afraid.Go home and do as you have said, but first make a small cake of bread for me from what you have and bring it to me, and then make something for yourself and your son. For this is what the Lord God of Israel says, The jar of flour will not be used up, and the jug of oil will not dry up.Until the day the Lord gives rain on the land. She went away and did as Elijah had told her. did not run dry. In keeping with the word of the Lord, spoken by Elijah. All right, so a very interesting story in the Bible for us. This story took place probably about 2800 years ago.
所以这个非常有意思的一个圣经故事，这个圣经故事发生在差不多大概2800年前的时间。
The children of Israel had turned away from God.
以色列的子民呢，那个时候已经转离了上帝。
And they had done many things that the Bible called sinful.
他们也做了很多的事呢，圣经说是非常有罪邪恶的事。
What happens when people turn away from God and do sinful things?
当人远离神开始犯罪的时候会怎么样呢？
Sooner or later the punishment of God will come.
早早晚晚从神而来的审判就会来。
It's true of an individual life. It'd be true in your life. It's true in the other person's life. It's true in my life.
这样的事是真实的，在你的生命，在我的生命里，这样的事情都是真实。
But it's also true in a country's life.
神的审判也同样是真实，把它放在一个国度里来看的，从一个国家来看。
And that's why we're so concerned about Canada.
这是为什么我们也经常为加拿大感到担忧。
So Elijah was the prophet, and he went one day to the king to tell him the problem.
那以利亚呢是大先知，他有一天呢跟以色列的王来指出了这个问题。
He said to King Ahab, he said, you have sinned, you've led this people into sin, and there won't be any more rain until I say so.
那他就跟亚哈王呢，国王说，你犯罪了，你也带着整个国民犯罪了，所以呢，神的审判是你，除非我向天求雨，这国家就不会再有雨了。
I think the king said, oh, I don't worry about you.
那个国王就说我才不在乎你呢。
But Elijah went from the king's palace way down to the south and he hid himself and it stopped raining.
然后以利亚呢就躲开了国王了，躲到南边的地方藏起来了，从那时候开始这个国家就没有雨了。
There was no rain for months.
一整个月没有雨。
But it didn't even rain after a year.
一年以后也没有雨。
It went 2 years without rain.
两年也没有雨。
It ultimately went 3 years without rain.
最终呢，三年都没有雨。
What happens when there's no rain for 3 years in a country?
如果一个国家三年不下雨会怎么样？
No food.
No food.
就没有吃的了。
No health.
也没有健康了。
No hope.
没有盼望。
So what Elijah did was he went and hid himself down probably in a little coulee or in a valley by a little brook. There was just a little bit of water flowing.
然后神呢就带着以利亚藏在一个什么地方呢，一个可能一个山谷里边上一个小溪就那个有点水的地方在藏在那。
And so there was a little bit of water in the brook so he could drink something, but he had no food. So the Lord commanded the ravens, and the ravens brought him food.
然后呢，他躲在那呢，神把他藏在那呢，他水可以上小溪来供应他，但是他的吃的神呢，就指挥那乌鸦带吃的给他吃。
Every morning and every evening, the ravens brought him more food.
所以每天早晨晚上呢，乌鸦就把吃的带过来。
So I'm not sure what you did for breakfast this morning. Did you get your food from the store, or did you get the ravens delivering your food this morning?
我不知道你今天早餐吃的什么，是从超市里买的呢，还是乌鸦带过来的
？Okay, what would you have thought if you got food delivered from the ravens?
如果你每天早上吃的是乌鸦带过来的食物，你会怎么想？
Would you want to eat it?
你会想吃吗？
No. I said ravens are just like the old crow. And crows aren't clean. I wouldn't want to. If the ravens or the crows brought you a sandwich, would you say, "Oh, yummy! I like this."
就像那个乌鸦，就像那个鹰一样，就是不洁净啊。然后这个如果他带一个三明治给你，你不会说哎呀好好吃啊，你不会这么想。
You'd say no, no, I'd rather go to Subway, thank you.
你说我宁可去对面吃 Subway, 我不吃这个。
The problem was that there was no rain, and so after a year or two, the brook dried up. There was no water in the brook.
问题是呢，只旱了三年的。这个地方呢，到最后连这个小溪也没有水。
So God said to Elisha, Elisha, I commanded the ravens to bring you food. I want you to go way up to Zarephath, and there's a widow lady there. I've commanded her to give you some food.
这时候呢，上帝就让他从南边起来，说你往北去，到那个西顿撒勒法去，那里呢，我安排了一个寡妇来供养你。
Now the interesting thing is that Sidon.Zarephath and Sidon is up in the north, and there's a big mountain behind Sidon called Mount Lebanon.
那西顿的撒勒法这个地方在很北面啊，就是以色列的北面，在那个地方呢有个山脉啊，叫黎巴嫩山脉。
And Mount Lebanon is called Lebanon because the word Laban means white, and there was lots of snow.On the mountain.
那为什么叫黎巴嫩山脉呢？这个 Laban 这黎巴这个词根的意思就是白色的意思，所以那个山上都是雪啊。
And so if you got a lot of snow on a mountain, it will bring water down through a stream to the city. This was very near the ocean, but the water came from the mountain down to the ocean. So this particular town had water.
所以在这个特别的小镇呢，它就有水的。因为它那个在山上嘛，所以那个山顶的雪的化下来的水呢，它们很快就流到海里去了。所以你停在那个地方呢，还能得到雪山化的水喝。
A friend of mine had a house on Keats Island, which is near Bowen Island.
我有个朋友，他在那个 Keats Island， 就是 Keats 岛上，就在Bowen 岛边上的一个小岛上，他有个地方。
And they had some water. It was coming out of a spring. There was a spring on the island for water.
在那个岛上，它有一个泉，是底下的水涌出来的。
So he wanted to know where the water came from. So they did a test on that water to see where the water came from, because it couldn't come from a river because it's just a little island.
所以他就很纳闷哈，这个岛上怎么会有？淡水泉呢，所以他们想做个测试，这个水从哪里来的？因为没有河嘛，那个岛上没有河路过。
So they tested where the water was coming from, and it's actually coming from Mount Baker.
所以他们测试了以后，他们发现这个水是从那个Baker 雪山上过来的。
Okay, so it goes, the snow falls on Mount Baker, and the water runs underground, way down underneath the ocean, and percolates up at Keats Island.
所以这个雪山的水流下来之后呢，流成了地下水，然后穿过整个海峡，海底，然后从这个岛上的这个泉里面涌出来。
So there was still water in Sidon. There wasn't enough rain for crops, but there was water.
所以呢，回到这个故事呢，还是有些水的。虽然没有雨，但这个水是存水存在雪山上。
So Elijah went up to this particular town, and he saw a lady there, and she was gathering some sticks.
然后以利亚呢就去了，到这个地方呢，他看见一个女士呢在捡柴。
And so he said to her, "Excuse me, could you please bring me some water?"
所以他就跟她说呢，对，你能不能给我一点水喝呢？
And she said, "Yeah, I can do that. There's lots of water here. I can bring you some water."
可以，这里水还足够的，我给你带点水喝。
And then he said to her, "Now, I would like you also to bring me some bread, a cake."
然后他又说呢，你能不能给我一点饼吃？
She said, "I can't do that."
他说不行了。这个不行。
He said, "Why not?"
他说为什么不呢，以利亚？
She said, "Because we haven't had rain. We don't have any food." She said, "All I've got is a little bit of meal at the bottom of a barrel, and I've got a little bit of oil, And I'm going to put the meal and the oil together, and I'm going to make just one cake, and then my son and I are going to eat it, and we are going to die.
所以他说了，我的坛底下就剩这么一点面了，我的瓶底下就剩这么一点油了，因为没有雨呢，我们这地方已经绝收了，那我就把这个饼和油呢，这个面和油混起来，我做一个小饼。我和我儿子吃了就准备死了。
This woman was a widow.
这是一个寡妇啊。
She had a son.
她有个儿子。
But she didn't have a husband.
但她没有丈夫。
She didn't have lots of money.
她也没有多少钱。
She had a very strong spirit because she was out working trying to find some sticks so she could build a fire so that she could eat her last meal.
他的灵里面状态还是很健康的，那他因为还能走出去，他去把这个柴捡回来，然后去做最后的一顿晚餐。
Do you think that she had given up hope?
你觉得他放弃了希望吗？
I think she'd given up all hope.
他已经没有
了。She said, there's no hope for me. There's no hope for my son, but I'm going to make one more meal for me and my son, then we'll die.
然后他说呢，的确没有任何盼望了，但是呢，我还是要给我和我自己，给我和我儿子呢做最后一顿饭吃。
And so Elijah said to her, "Now, what I want you to do, you just make the meal, but you give me the cake first."
那以利亚就说呢，行，你去做，做了以后，你把这个饼先给我吃。
She said, "I can't do that."
他说不行，我
You're a stranger. I've got a son.
我有儿子要养。
My son needs me. I need my son. We need all this food for ourselves. We're not. I can't give it to a stranger.
说我和我儿子要这个饼，说我们不能把这个饼给个陌生人。
Is that reasonable?
这是很合理的吗？
Yes.
But this stranger said, "I'm not really a stranger, am I?" She knew that this man was a man of God.
这个陌生人他不是一个普通的陌生人，所以这个寡妇呢，她知道这个人是从神来的。
I think she might even have known that he was the man who was the reason why there was no water.
我们不知道是不是，也许他甚至知道这个人是因为他而没有水喝的这个人。
And she said to him, "I know that you're a man of God, but this is my last food, and my son and I are going to die. I can't give the food to you."
这个寡妇说呢，我知道你是从神来的，这个是我最后的一点食物，我不能把这个食物给你。
Now, when you hear the story of the Bible,You hear interesting things about the story of the Bible, and you say, "I'd kind of like to believe that, but."
所以你当你读圣经的时候呢，你会这么样一个思维方式，你说，哎呀，我真的相信圣经里这些故事，但是。
But there are some things that make the story of the Bible hard to believe.
但是总是有些事呢。让我觉得这个圣经里的这些故事呢，让我难以接受。
Sometimes what makes it hard to believe is things about the Bible that you have a hard time thinking through.
有的时候是因为圣经里讲的这些呢，你有个很困难的让你明白哈，让你明白这些道理。
Other times it's hard to believe the Bible because of your own circumstances.
有的时候是因为你自己所处的环境的，让你难以接受。
And you say, "Well, it's okay for you to believe the Bible, but I've got big problems."
你会跟别人说，是你接受这个圣经是合理的，但是我有我很大的麻烦，我很难接受。
And I think it would have been easy to believe in God in the days of David and Solomon when everything was fine in the country, everybody was happy. I think that would be easy to believe in God.
你会说呢，我觉得很可能在大卫和所罗门的时代，一切都很好，上帝所借着他们建立的国非常的好，那个时候信主大概信神大概很容易。
This woman hadn't eaten properly for months.
这个妇人，她甚至可能过去的一个月都没有好好吃饭了。
She was probably skin and bone.
她可能就很消瘦了。
And her son probably went to bed hungry at night.
她的儿子可能每天上床的时候都是很饿着去睡的。
And I think she said, "It's easy for other people to believe God, but it's hard for me. I'm a poor, dying widow."
所以她很正常的一个思维方式就是，也许别人信神是应该的、容易的，但对我来说是太难了。我是一个穷的、快死的寡妇，我这个环境怎么让我去信？
But she knew.That the man who was speaking to her was a man of God.
但是他知道这个跟他说话的这个男人呢是从神来的。
And so she had a problem. She wanted to believe, but then again, she couldn't believe because of the fact that it was her last meal.
所以在他里面呢是有个很强的挣扎的。他愿意相信，想要相信他，但是呢，这可是他最后一。
And then the man of God said to her, "Listen, this is what's going to happen. If you give me this food, this meal, God will make sure that the oil in your bottle won't run dry. You can pour out, pour out, pour out, but there's going to always be oil there until the day God sends the rain."
所以以利亚就告诉他呢，那你这样，你给我做一个小饼呢。神告诉你，这个你瓶里面的油啊，永远不会消失，直到天上降雨的日子。
And the fact is that the meal in the barrel, it was right at the bottom. But he says, if you give me the food first, then that meal won't run out.
那个面也是一样啊，那如果你把这个里面的面先做个小饼给我吃呢，面也不会减少。
So now the woman's got a problem. What is she going to do? Is she going to give him the cake, or is she going to eat it herself?
所以现在这个妇人呢有一个难题了，她要把这个饼做给先知吃呢，还是给她自己吃
？Is she going to give him the cake, or is she going to give it to her son?
他要把这个饼给先知吃呢，还是给他的儿子吃
？So, if she didn't give him the cake, what would happen?
如果他没有把饼给先知吃，会发生什么呢
？She would die.
他会死的。
If she did give him the cake and nothing else happened, what would happen?
如果他也把饼给了先知吃，什么事情也没有发生，会发生什么？
She would die.
她也会死。
So,
然后呢
？If she eats the cake, she will die later. If she doesn't eat the cake, she will die sooner. What's going to happen to her?
所以呢，她给饼给先知吃呢，她要死的；她不给饼给先知吃呢，她也要死的。
Okay, she's going to die.
早一点和晚一点就是时间的区别而已。
And so she says, you know, this man is a man of God. If he's right, my son and I will live. My son will grow up to be a man. I'll be an old lady. I'll be a grandmother. If what he promises is right, I will have life.
然后他想呢，如果这是个从神来的，这个神人他说的话是对的呢，我们就会有生命了，我的儿子会长成人，我会成为奶奶，我会有一个大的家庭，我会有个幸福的生活。
If in fact I give him the meal, the cake, and the promise doesn't work out, then I'm gonna die a day earlier.
如果我给他说的话是假的，我没有看见任何事，我只是比原来的时间早一天死而已。
So what do you think she did?
你觉得她会做什么呢？
She was very wise. She said, "Here, have some cake."
她很聪明啊，她就
先
给先知做了一个小饼。
She said, "I believe in Jesus. If I'm right, I live."
她说我相信，如果我是对的呢，那我就生了。
If God is wrong, I'm still going to die.
如果神，我如果证明了上帝这个是假的，那我还是要死。
Was she a wise woman?
她是不是个聪明的妇人？
Yeah, of course she was wise.
她是个非常聪明的妇人。
Now, why did God do that?
好，下面一个问题是为什么神要这么做？
Wouldn't it have been easier if God just said, listen, here's a bag of flour and here's a few bottles of oil, you just take it, everything will be fine. Why didn't he do this?
用我们人来想，这个很容易的想法就是，那你就拿一大袋面给他，拿几桶油给他，啊，都在这了，你就好好吃就好了。为什么那么麻烦要做这个事？
He did that because he wanted that woman to believe him.
他这么做是要这个妇人相信神。
That's what God wants from you and me. He wants us to believe us.
啊，他这就是神从我们这里想要，他想要我们的信心，他想要我们相信他。
And sometimes he makes it hard to believe in order that we really do believe him.
有的时候他让环境让我们显得出来好像特别难啊，所以让我们明白相信他是多么的真实。
Who has the better story?
谁有一个更好的故事？
The woman who gets a bag of flour and a couple of bottles of oil given to her by a man on the street.
一个呢是这样的一个妇人，她呢从先知呢得了一大袋面和几大桶油，然后很高兴的回去了。
Or a woman who has that little bit of meal and a little bit of oil sustained. Every day she's got a little bit of meal and a little bit of oil. Tomorrow she's got a little bit of meal and a little bit of oil. Tuesday she's got a little bit of meal and a little. Every day she's still got a little bit. Who's got the better story?
另外呢是这个妇人呢，她瓶里的油和那个桶里的面啊，每天都是那么一些，也总不减少啊。第二天呢又是一点点面，一点点油。第三天又是一点点面，一点点油。然后总是不减少，你觉得这两个人的谁的见证谁的故事更大呢？
Every day.
Oh yeah, the second one. She says every day, my God helps me every single day. He helps me.
对，第二个，他的见证你会告诉别人，我的神每一天看顾我，每一天让我能够活下去。
Now you and I have got to decide whether we're going to believe God.
你和我呢都要决定我们是不是要相信这位神。
If we don't believe God, what's going to happen to us?
如果我们不相信他，会对我们来说会发生什么呢？
We're going to die.
我们会死的。
If we do believe God and He isn't faithful, what's going to happen to us?
如果我们真的相信神，他也不是信实的，我们会发生什么？我们也会死。
But if we do believe God and He is faithful, what's going to happen to us?
如果我们真的相信神，他是信实的，会发生什么呢？
We're going to live.
会活。
And if He looks after us every single day.Every day he looks after us. What are we going to do?
如果他每一个日子他都看顾我们的需要，我们会说什么呢？
We're going to praise him.
我们会赞美。
We're going to say thank you.
我们会说主啊，谢
谢。And if it's hard to believe, then we say, all right, God wants us really to believe. And it's true, God doesn't always make it easy to believe.
我们知道有的时候是很难，神也不是让我们的环境呢特别容易的相信他。
He wants our faith.To be genuine faith, faith that says, "Listen, I really do believe you, Jesus."
他希望我们的信是里面真正的信，是从心里喊出来的，说主啊，我相信你。
All right, and so what happened was that there was enough food for her until the rains came. Maybe a year later, we're not sure.
现在呢，对于这个妇人呢，发生什么呢？从那个时候一直到雨下下来。之前他有足够的吃的。
There was enough food for her son.
也对他的儿子也有足够的吃的了。
There was enough food for Elijah too.
也对以利亚也有足够的吃的了。
But she also had a household. We don't know how many were in it. Maybe she had some servants. Maybe she had some others. But it wasn't just her and her son. It was her and her son and Elijah and all the others who ate every day. They had enough food and they kept on making the cakes, making the bread, and they ate well for the rest of the family.
除了他们三个，也许还有属他的一些人，比如说他的仆人啊，或者他的朋友，那只要是在他们家的人，都是这整个的这段日子，他们都有足够的吃食。
All right, so that's our story for today. Next week, a similar story, just a little bit different.
下一周我们会有一个很类似的故事，有一点点不同。这周我们这个故事里讲到这里。
Okay, what's it mean? The story says this, among other things, God loves widows.
所以在很多的
He loves you and me. And some of us have difficult lives. God loves people with difficult lives.God loves people who are hungry and want the truth of God.
虽然有很多的意义啊，这个故事里特别的意义呢，告诉我们神爱那一切在困难处境里的人，比如说像寡妇这样。所以这告诉我们，我们在一切的苦境里要转向神。
All right, let's pray.
那我们一起来祷告。
Father, we want to thank you for the wonder of the Bible.
主啊，我们要谢谢您，圣经。所给我们的这样奇妙的事。
We're thankful that there are so many stories in the Bible that say that God loves us.
我们也谢谢您，圣经里这么多的故事，就告诉我们神爱我们。
They're real stories, Lord. They touch our hearts. They touch our lives.
这些都是真实的事，这些事触碰了我们的心，触碰了我们的生命。
But Lord, they're there to encourage us to believe you when we find it hard and the circumstances of life very difficult.
主啊，这些故事也当我们在自己的苦难中，需要的时候，它都触碰我们的心，鼓励我们。
And so, Lord, this morning we would say we choose to believe you.
主啊，今天早晨我们也说，我们要选择相信你。
You help us, please, in our great needs. We want to turn from sin.We want to follow the Savior.
主啊，求您在我们一切的需要上帮助我们。我们愿意从自己的罪中转向您。
And so we give thanks and ask your blessing in Jesus' name.
我们这样的感恩，也感谢您的祝福，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen. 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 Thank you.